Proclamation number 8387, dated the January 20th, 1963. Indication of the many adversities before the end. Earth will still experience much adversity, but only the people directly affected will derive a psychological benefit from it, if they are not entirely hardened. Yet their fellow human beings are not impressed by it for long, and therefore they, too, will be affected in other ways, for I have truly many teaching methods at my disposal which I have to use if I don't want to let people go astray and completely lose them to my adversary. For it is like a disease that they would rather comply with the will of the one who wants to ruin them than with mine, who only wants to help them achieve beatitude. My words and admonitions bear little fruit, and they have to be struck more severely if their thinking is to change and turn to me. Only adversities which they are unable to master themselves can push them towards me. Only the kind of desperate situations which make all help seem impossible can induce them to pray, to call upon me in spirit and in truth. And if they are not entirely hardened, if they still have a glimmer of faith in an almighty and loving God and Creator within themselves, then they will indeed call upon me, and I will give evidence of myself to them, because I am only interested that they believe in me with a living faith. For only a living faith will give them the strength for resistance during every earthly tribulation. Since it is the time of the end, the time of affliction will not stop either, and time and again will affect people in different ways, and then a living faith will be of great help, for their trust in me lets people bear everything more easily and confidently wait for help. And from all directions you will hear reports about all kinds of accidents and disasters, and then you should always remember that I thereby only intend to change people's hearts, that nothing happens to people without reason and purpose, whatever it may be. And I often have to use such means which are unrelated to human cause, to human failure, for they are not meant to recognize their fellow human beings' shortcomings or sinfulness, but identify me as the originator of conditions which have put them into hopeless situations. For they ought to call upon me and not expect help from their fellow human beings who are unable to provide it. People have only one means of rescue left, and that is that they establish their bond with me themselves, for the end will irrevocably arrive, and the preceding time of adversity can only be endured by people who closely unite with me and therefore can also always be certain of my help. For I love you humans and want to help you. I have the power to do so and thus am able to help you. I only want you to appeal to me yourselves, to take the path to me, so that you will be saved and need not fear the final end. For you will need much strength to withstand all onslaughts by my adversary, and you constantly should accept this strength from me. Yet this necessitates the sincere bond with me which assures you a sufficient flow of strength and enables you to victoriously cope with all challenges. And the closer it gets to the end, the more subject you will become to adversity and sorrow, because there is not much time and my obvious intervention is necessary by which you can still escape the worse fate, the banishment into matter, into the new works of creation on earth. This fate is so appalling that all earthly adversity seems small in comparison if you could assess the whole extent of the former. But you may not decide to change as a result of fear and dread, and so cannot receive a complete overview. You can only ever be told about your fate, which you may or may not believe. However, one day you will be grateful to me when you, as a result of large earthly disasters, are spared this appalling fate. The time for the people of this earth is irrevocably coming to an end, and this also explains the harsh strokes of fate they will suffer. But since love has grown cold amongst people, their sympathy is not far-reaching either. Only when people are affected themselves will such disasters and miseries cause them to stop and think, and for once turn their thoughts spiritually to the one who is Lord over life and death, over heaven and earth, who is the originator of all creation, to whom everything is possible, whom you humans only have to call upon with complete trust in order to receive assured help and thereby also the evidence of himself, so that your faith will become a living one. You could lessen the extent of your suffering yourselves if only you would revert to the faith you humans have lost, for the increasing disasters are due to the fact that a spiritually low level has been reached, that people have neither faith nor practice love and therefore live in complete darkness. But they have to learn to recognize a God and Creator, they have to believe in Him and His infinite love, and then they will also be permitted to experience this love in every earthly and spiritual adversity. Yet even the harshest strokes of fate will often fail to change people, and therefore they cause the downfall themselves. They themselves contribute to the fact that the earth will be destroyed and a new one prepared, for it is intended to serve the souls for higher development. And this spiritual task has become impossible since people are getting worse and therefore everything has to be arranged new, everything that has stepped out of it has to be brought back into lawful order, that thus a work of transformation will be carried out on earth in accordance with the plan of eternity. Yet my loving care will still apply to all human beings until the end. I will still use every method which promises success in order to reduce the number of those who will be banished into matter, so that they will be able to repeat their process of development from the abyss to the pinnacle which, although dreadfully agonizing, nevertheless wrest the spiritual essence from my adversary's hands or it would never be able to return to me. Amen.